Wednesday after Epiphany, readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the morn till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day. Grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that, by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Psalm 38. I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. Psalm 38 continued. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again, before I depart to be no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. Psalm 51. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long? Your tongue, like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. The skies proclaim his justice, all peoples see his glory. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to bind up hearts that are broken, to proclaim liberty to captives, freedom to those in prison, to proclaim a year of favour from the Lord, a day of vengeance for our God, to comfort all those who mourn and give them for ashes a garland, for mourning robe, the oil of gladness, for despondency, praise. They are to be called terebinths of integrity, planted by the Lord to glorify him. They will build the ancient ruins, they will raise what has long lain waste, they will restore the ruined cities, all that has lain waste for ages past. Strangers will be there to feed your flocks, foreigners as your ploughmen and vine dressers. But you will be named priests of the Lord. They will call you ministers of our God. You will feed on the wealth of nations and array yourselves in their magnificence. For their shame was twofold, disgrace and spitting their lot. Twofold, therefore, shall they possess in their land. Everlasting joy is theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and all that is wrong. I reward them faithfully and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their race will be famous throughout the nations, their descendants throughout the peoples. All who see them will admit that they are a race whom the Lord has blessed. I exult for joy in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me in the garments of salvation. He has wrapped me in the cloak of integrity, like a bridegroom wearing his wreath, like a bride adorned in her jewels. For as the earth makes fresh things grow, as a garden makes seeds spring up, so will the Lord make both integrity and praise spring up in the sight of the nations. Responsory from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to bind up hearts that are broken, to proclaim liberty to captives, freedom to those in prison. I have come here from God. Yes, I have come from him. Not that I came because I chose to. No, I was sent by him. To bind up hearts that are broken, to proclaim liberty to captives, freedom to those in prison. A reading from the Sermons of St. Peter Chrysologus. The distinguishing marks of the Godhead were always clearly present in the very mystery of the Lord's incarnation. But today's feast especially shows and reveals that God came into a human body, so that mortal man, who is continually in confusion and darkness, should not lose through ignorance what he merited to have and to possess through grace alone. He who willed to be born for us was unwilling that we should be ignorant of him. Hence he chose this way of revelation so that the great mystery of love would not become the occasion of a great mistake. Today the Magus, the wise man, finds weeping in a crib him whom he sought for shining in the stars. Today the wise man reveres clearly revealed in swaddling clothes him who he had long patiently awaited unseen in the heavens. Today the wise man ponders in profound amazement over what he sees there, heaven on earth, earth in heaven, man in God, God in man, and him whom the whole universe cannot contain, confined in a tiny body. And immediately on seeing, he professes with mystical gifts that he believes and does not argue. He acknowledges God with frankincense, the king with gold, with myrrh, the mortal one destined to die. So it is that the Gentile who was last has become first. For then the belief of the nations began from the faith of the Magi. Today Christ entered the riverbed of the Jordan to wash away the world's sin. John himself bears witness that he came for this. Behold, the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Today the servant holds the Lord. Man holds God. John holds Christ, holds him as about to receive, not to grant, forgiveness. Today, as the prophet says, the Lord's voice is on the waters. What voice? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Today the Holy Spirit floats over the waters in the form of a dove, so that by this sign it might be known that the world's universal shipwreck has ceased, as the dove had announced to Noah that the world's flood had subsided. Nor does this dove carry a branch of the old olive, but it pours the whole richness of the olive on the head of the author of the new anointing, in order to fulfill what the prophet foretold, "Therefore God your God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings." Today, Christ gives the beginnings of the signs from heaven when he changes water into wine. But water was also to be changed into the mystery of the blood, so that Christ, from the goblet of his body, might give pure draughts to those who drank, to fulfil that saying of the prophet, "My chalice, which inebriates me, how good it is." Responsory. On that day the Magi presented to the Lord three precious gifts signifying divine mysteries: gold, acknowledging his regal power; incense, his role of high priest; and myrrh, his burial. The Magi paid homage to the author of our salvation as he lay in the manger, and from their treasures they offered him mystic gifts: gold, acknowledging his regal power; incense, his role of high priest; and myrrh, his burial. Let us pray. Lord, may the radiance of your glory light up our hearts and bring us through the shadows of this world until we reach our homeland of everlasting light. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.